It's Helping Hand, weekly feature HPR One stations, part of All Things Considered on Fridays. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to folks with disabilities and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are learning about the 2018 Footsteps to Transition Fair that is Saturday, October 20th, Radford High School, 8:30 to noon. A critical event that is hosted by the Department of Education for middle and high school students with special needs, their family, loved ones, caregivers, those with an interest in seeing them thrive. It assists in details of making a major life transition and explores a range of opportunities for adult life. And we're going to learn more today with someone who knows a lot about it, and that is Amanda Ka'ahanui, SPIN Program Specialist, and that is SPIN, the Special Parent Information Network. And if you have a child who has extra challenges, this could be a great organization that can help you. They have a lot of resources, and they know about a lot of other organizations, and they can put you in touch with them. Different kinds of both therapeutic and other sorts of services to help kids and their loved ones who are in need. Welcome back, Amanda. Thanks for joining us again here on Helping Hand.
Aloha, Dave. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. And before we hear about this very special event, and again, anyone who has a child with special needs in their life, it doesn't have to be your child. You can be a friend in the neighborhood. You can be a person you work with at a store and you care about them. We'll be talking about that Footsteps to Transition event in one moment. But SPIN itself, give the organization a plug and why it's a valuable thing for that same group of folks, really.
We are a parent-to-parent organization. Susan Rocco and myself are there to talk to families, parents, caregivers, helpers, professionals, and self-advocates to say what's going on in school. Sometimes they call us and say, where do I find? Who do I talk to? Where do I go? And we're there to help them, give them unbiased information to help them navigate the system.
So it's any kind of roadblock or hiccup you may be getting in terms of trying to care for a child who has special needs, and they can plug you into lots and lots of other resources as well as the shared network of information that comes from experiences other people have had and how they got through them. How do you guys get your funding?
We actually are funded by the Department of Education, and we're housed in the Department of Health.
And it's an unusual thing because it's kind of a, is it a nonprofit on its own that's just run? You guys have explained it before, but explain again how it works.
Actually, we're a government agency because we're in the Department of Health. We're funded by the Department of Education. But that separation is what gives us a little bit of wiggle room to talk to families. Families feel more comfortable if they are complaining about something that's happening to their child at school. They know they can call us and they're not complaining to the people that might be causing some of the issues.
Right, that's how it works. Yeah, that's a good, I knew you could explain it better than myself. Now turn into this concept of transition. And for folks who don't have a child with special needs, maybe they don't have, it's still an important part of anyone's life, the rites of passage of going through different parts of school and different kinds of school and training and then finally jobs and other aspects of transition that occur a little later in the arc of life. But the critical nature of the transition process, for those who it's not clear to, explain how important it is for a child who faces special needs, different kinds of disabilities or challenges.
Sure. With a child with a disability, we don't always think that they might have the capability of getting a job. You know, if they have an intellectual delay or if they have a developmental delay, you think, oh, they're not going to go and get a job. They're not going to go to college. Actually, they can go to college. They can get a job. They can learn a trade. They might do a micro business. They don't just have to sit around all day for the rest of their life going to just staying at home or going to a day program. They can have a meaningful life participating in the community, being self-independent. And that's what we really try to strive for families and the students to know, like, you have a better life out there, and we're going to help you try to achieve that.
And now this fair at Radford High School, again, Honolulu area, 8:30 to noon, October 20th. Are there parallel events like this on other islands?
There has been one on Maui called the Big Mac. I don't know if it's still going on, but if you live on Maui, you should check with your Department of Education, see if that's happening. On Oahu, we've kept this going for several years now. We trade districts. So last year we were inward. Now we're in Central. We'll be moving on to Ewa. But it's open to the whole island. So just because you live Honolulu, please come to Radford for this event.
Yeah, that's an important thing to note. So anyone on the island, they are going to have a lot of resources and services Plus, just hearing this, if you find that you have had some frustration, you can call and reach out and email Amanda, because that's what SPIN is there for year round, basically.
Absolutely.
So dialing in again on the event, in terms of just describing for folks who are like, so what's going to be there if I show up? Do I bring my child with me? And what's going to be on site? Kind of walk them through, you know, it's radio, so I guess do a visual of what they can expect.
Sure. When you come into the event itself, we're going to give you some resources to take home with you. We're going to give you a bag. And we do have a resource fair going on. So you can go and visit different organizations that can provide housing or recreation or school or job training.
They'll all be there, you're
They'll
saying,
all be
at
there.
Little tables and booths.
You can go and talk story with them. We will have a presentation by Leolinda Parlin. She's with Hilo Pa'a, and she talks about transition. You know, we sometimes don't think about, oh, yeah, my kid has to get maybe not a driver's license, but a state ID. We have to start transitioning them from their pediatric doctor to an adult doctor. All of these moves that happen, you know, we sort of take it for granted if we don't have a student with disabilities at home. But when we do, we need to help them transition into that adult service life. And then we have a panel of students as well that either have gone through transition recently from high school to after high school, or are going through it right now. So they can talk about their stories. Parents can have an opportunity to ask questions.
And you had previously brought with you a young lady who, because I was going to ask without attending this, what are the pitfalls that come up? And I'm guessing remembering this, and her rap was basically, to sum it up and paraphrase, and you can add to this, was that she didn't have go to one of these, and that it adds to it can be another roadblock, hiccup, obstacle that you've got to get around.
Yeah, it can be very stressful as you're thinking about, what am I going to do after high school? What are my options? And if nobody's really talking to you about that or preparing you in school, they should be transitioning you as well, thinking, what classes are you going to take? What's the next steps after? And this fair can help with families with that, so they can take the lead.
And stressful, not just for that individual, but their loved ones who have a unique caregiving role that in some cases is going to have to continue to some degree, possibly the rest of that person's life.
Right.
So
exactly.
This transition thing is not just important for that person, but if you know somebody who has, because some of these life plans, it's a critical thing to.
And we want to instill that sense of possibility.
Right.
You know, we often think, oh, my kid cannot do this, my kid cannot do that, because we're told that a lot as they're growing up. And we need to switch that and change it and think, what can they do?
It's a panel of resources of possibility.
Yeah.
Is what you guys put out there. So it is a lot of positive stuff can come from perusing it, is what you'll do when you're there. You'll look at different things. You'll hear the presentation, as she talked about. Anything else people need to know about making reservations, signing up, that sort of thing, that's important to have, if there is any, just to get those technical details out there?
It is a free event. It's open to all folks that live on Oahu. And if you're actually on a neighbor island and want to come fly over and join us, you're welcome to join us as well. Parents, students are really encouraged to come. Professionals also we're happy to have them join us. So you can register online. That helps us to know how many packets we need to make. And you can give us a call, or you can email us, or you can go to the website.
How can people support it who have nothing? Maybe they're just like, I love it that you're doing this. Is there any way I can help this organization, help you guys in your mission for helping children and people who are facing bigger challenges than myself?
Absolutely. So we do have door prizes available for the families that attend. And so if you have a business that you'd like to donate a gift card to, or if you're just out there driving along saying, I really want to help these guys, we could use an experience gift card. So people like to go horseback riding, or they like to go play a little mini golf or do a little zip line, something they might not do on their own. But if they have the opportunity through a generous donation, they might like to do that.
Wow, those are cool. Can people make cash donations to support this?
Absolutely. We would be happy to share that with families.
And they can do that at the footstepstotransition.weebly site, or just at the SPIN, or how would they do that?
They can email us through the Weebly site, the Footsteps of Transition.
There will be an email there to make a donation if they want to. footstepstotransition.weebly.com, and that's weebly.com. You can look for them. Do you guys have a dedicated Facebook page this year too?
We do.
You have a dedicated Facebook page that you can find them on. You can give them a call at 808-586-8126. That'll put you in touch with SPIN. And then they can tell you more about it. You can email SPIN directly, spin@doh.hawaii.gov. You can find them online at their website. There's also a great calendar there, which is invaluable, that has all kinds of events that are going on that other organizations are doing that are partners with them. And if you're having events and you'd like to include it in their calendar, that's something that you could reach out to them for, too. And their website is spinhawaii.org. That's where that calendar I'm referring to can be found online. All of this contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests can be found at hawaiipublicradio.org underneath of Helping Hand. So anything that you heard today, you can go get it there. You don't have to have written it down or missed it. It is the 2018 Footsteps to Transition Fair that we have here on Helping Hand today, Saturday, October 20th, Radford High School, and 8:30 to noon. Amanda Ka'ahanui is going to be there. She's the SPIN program specialist at Special Parent Information Network and here today on Helping Hand, joining us to talk about the Footsteps to Transition Fair. On behalf of all the folks who you're giving a helping hand to by providing this invaluable resource, plus what you do with the spinhawaii.org website, which has a whole ton of resources for folks in need, I really appreciate what you do, Amanda. It helps a lot of folks who have challenges, and sometimes people don't realize the challenges that can come up. And I was just out at an event the other night where somebody who had a little child that is blind did not get classroom assignment material that was customized to meet their needs. And that's exactly the kinds of stuff that this organization tries to help out in. So thanks for being there for folks just like that.
Mahalo. Thanks for having me today.